Some residents of Tijuana have a demand for migrants at the nearby U.S. border. Their demand is for the migrants to go home. Several thousand Central Americans are stuck in Mexico applying for legal asylum in the United States, and Mexicans do not want to host them. NPR's David Wellner reports.
49-year-old Blanca Isabel Robledo knows what it's like to be a migrant. 14 years ago, she and her family moved from Mexico's southern border in Chiapas up to Tijuana, which hugs its northern border. But she's had it with the recently arrived Central Americans, some of whom tried to breach the U.S. border on Sunday.
Yo no quiero que se queden, ¿sabe por qué? Porque son gente revoltosa. Son gente...
I don't want them to stay, she says, because they're rebellious. They're people who've only come to create conflict. That sentiment's shared by another Tijuana resident, 48-year-old Lucia Barrio.
Yo diría que los habían de mandar a su tierra, ¿verdad? Es lo mejor, porque traen muchos niños.
I'd say it's better to send them back to where they came from, she says, because they brought children with them, and those children are suffering. Barroso lives next to the big sports arena along the U.S. border that's become a squalid campground for nearly 6,000 migrants. Parents in the neighborhood are so disturbed by these newcomers that they locked up and shut down a nearby elementary school yesterday. An official with Mexico's National Migration Institute shuts the door of a van loaded with young men. They're being given a free trip back to their home countries. A 30-year-old Honduran, Amiga Adolfo Gutierrez Rodriguez, is one of them.
Yo tanteo que lo mejor es regresarse.
He tells me he figures the best thing is to go home. He tried breaking into the U.S. on Sunday with hundreds of other migrants, some of them small children. But U.S. Border Patrol agents turned them away, firing tear gas into Mexico. Mexico has offered to consider asylum claims, and Francesca Fontanini, a spokesperson for the U.N. High Commission for Refugees, says Sunday's commotion seems to have piqued interest among migrants in taking up Mexico's offer.
Yesterday we observed an increase of asylum requests. I mean, about 47 asylum claims has been submitted to the COMAR, the Mexican Commission for Refugee Aid, when last week the average was between 15-20 per day.
No nos queda otro camino que ser peregrinos y buscar destino en otro lugar.
Late yesterday, some of the migrants held a news conference that began with a Mexican ranchera lamenting the plight of the migrants. A Honduran named Mirna Contreras sought to explain the border melee on Sunday that's had a big impact on the migrants' morale.
En ese momento nosotros éramos como ovejas sin pastor.
We were like sheep without a shepherd at the border, she says, but we never started the violence. The violence came from the other side, from those who tear gassed us. Still, Tijuana Municipal Delegate Genaro Lopez says his city's been shaken.
We're not scared of migrants. We're scared of big migrant caravan getting illegally into our country, ending all the way up here. We don't understand why they're here.
But doesn't feeding them, giving them shelter here, in a way, encourage others to come up here too?
Yeah, that's what people say, but it would be worse to having them roaming the streets.
Lopez says Tijuana's been left footing the bill for putting up these caravans. The 2 meals a day the migrants have been getting will be reduced to 1 next week, he adds, unless a new government taking office in Mexico on Saturday comes through with more help. David Wellner, NPR News, Tijuana, Mexico.